Welcome to the Wildcard Weekly Rewind. I'm your host, Ellie Newman. Today is Thursday, September 8th, 2022. Let's get into the news. Otterbein Women's Volleyball hopes to continue a great season this year. The team has high hopes and great expectations after a 25-6 overall record last year during the 2021 season. Last year, the team was only one win away from competing in the NCAA Division III Championships. For this season, the team has successfully recruited 10 new players and will begin the season ranked 17th in the national polls. Read more about this story in an article written by Sean Moneypenny and Hayden Garrett on tncmedia.org. Now, let's kick it off to Garrett Wandle with more Cardinal Sport News.
Welcome to the Cardinal Sports Recap. I'm Garrett Wandle, taking you through all the sporting events that happened this past week with the Otterbein Cardinals. First up with men's cross country. Men's cross country, they placed first out of five teams in the Muskie Opener on September 1st. Their next meet is September 16th at the All-Ohio Championships in Clearville, Ohio. For the women's cross country, they placed third out of four teams at the Muskie Opener also on September 1st. Their next meet is also September 16th at the Ohio Championships. Next up was some soccer. Men's soccer started off the year strong, going 2-0. They defeated Center 4-1 on September 1st. That was their opener. Then they went to Tryon September 3rd. They defeated them 2-0. Their next game is September 10th, this Saturday, at Case Western Reserve. For the women's team, they start off 0-1-1. First off, against their season opener, DePaul, they tie that game 1-1. Then they fell short at nationally ranked Case Western Reserve, 0-4. Their next game is against Ohio Wesleyan, followed by Ritt September 10th, and then Wittenberg September 13th. Next up, volleyball. They start off the year strong, 4-0. They took down Ohio Wesleyan 3-0 on their opener September 1st, and they did a clean sweep at the Mount Union Invitational, where they were able to defeat Alma 3-0, Carnegie Mellon 3-2, Wooster 3-1. So very strong start for women's volleyball. Their next match is against Denison, followed by the Pam Briggs Classic on September 9th through the 10th. They take on Thiel, Earlham, Birmingham Southern, and Defiance. And then finally, September 13th, they also come back home to play Wittenberg in the Reich Center. So very busy week for women's volleyball. Next up with golf, men's golf. They played the Ted Barkley Invitational September 3rd through the 4th. They placed 4th out of 11 teams. Their next game is September 10th at Baldwin Wallace, followed by the Hanover Invitational September 11th through the 12th. For women's golf, at the Lynn Schweizer's Invitational, they placed 4th as well out of 14 teams. Their next match is September 19th through the 20th at the Ohio Dominican Invitational. Finally, with football. Football started off the year on the right foot this time. They took on Ohio Wesleyan, defeated them 21-13 in a very classic football game. They dominated time of possession in that one. Their next game is September 10th, this Saturday. They take on 24th nationally ranked Heidelberg in the Rhine River Cup 30th anniversary here in Westerville, Ohio. That will be exciting for sure. That does it for this week in the Cardinal Sports Recap. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Garrett. Now, here are some important dates that you all should look out for. Saturday, September 10th, Ladies of Song, a tribute to contemporary women composers, performed by Otterbein alumni Alec Arnett, Michael Lester, and Tula Spurgeon, will be performed in the Riley Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Have a great weekend, Cardinals, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Wildcard Weekly Rewind.